Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you state your name, please?
Richard Lloyd.
Richard Lloyd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Lloyd, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This is concerning the one allegation that's on the warrant. Okay, it looks like you were notified for this, about this hearing on July 2nd. You remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that day you signed a piece of paper. And on that paper is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
Myself, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I would like to introduce you to the board members that are conducting this hearing today. If you look on the video screen, look to your right, so my left. All the way down at the end, you see the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have with us in the room Mr. I'm going to show you if I can get the camera to work. The camera's not working. I just don't have the touch today, sir. We have Mr. Turner with us. And Mr. Turner is with the Department of Corrections, so he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Yes,
okay, sir. So before we get started, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Turner and Mr. Lloyd, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Lloyd?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Turner?
I do, and I need to make an amendment.
Okay, we need to make an amendment. Okay.
On the bottom where the CSED and SED is?
Yes.
The date says 12/16/18?
Yes.
The correct date is 9/11/18.
Okay, 9/11/18. Okay, and then his adjusted release date is the
correct
date. Gotcha. Okay, Mr. Lloyd, we just made a change to your warrant, an amendment to your warrant. And all it is there was a kind of a typo error that listed the wrong date at the bottom for your sentence end date. That listed a date that's in the future that takes into account your abscond time. So the correct date down in that corner is 9/11/18.
So that's the date when I'm done?
That's the date you would have been done, but now that once you abscond, then they tack the time on the end because you still owe the time.
So what is the actual date now?
Now it's we're showing December 16th is the date. Okay, so anyways, we're just a little aside there. We just had to make this amendment on the warrant. So Mr. Roy, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. So for phase one, I'm going to read you this allegation, and I need you to tell me whether it is true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a three-day sanction at the Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, on March 16, 2018, as verbally directed on March 9, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Moy, is this true or false?
Yes, it is. I did not.
So it's true? It's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, based on Mr. Lloyd's admission, then, I move to find it deliberate as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Lloyd, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, and that is to determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about you and about your supervision. So if you'll just stay on the line, we'll be right back with you in a moment, and we can talk more in detail. You can tell the board anything you wanted the board to know today, sir. So hold on, Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Roy was released from ADC custody on 2/12/2018 and arrested on 6/14/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. was returned back to ADC custody on 6/14/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 12/16/2018 with 97 absconded days. Current conviction, 2015, theft means of transportation, 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, burglary second degree, 3 years and 6 months. 1997, criminal damage, 1 year and 6 months. 2001, commitment C, count one, theft means of transportation, 5 years. 2001, commitment D, count one, destruction of public jail, 2 years and 3 months. 2009, trafficking and stolen property, 2 years, 6 months. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the criminal street gang Skinheads. Prior terms of supervision, 1999 TIS release, absconded for 171 days, arrested or revoked by BOEC. 2007 TIS release, failed to report. He was arrested, reinstated, absconded for 34 days, rearrested, and revoked by BOEC. 2012 TIS release, he was arrested and reached a CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with conspiracy, possession, manufacturing of weapon, and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1989 burglary, Florida, unknown. 1992 theft of a vehicle, Florida, unknown. 1992 endangerment, Arizona adjudicated delinquent. 1992 theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992 flight from law vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993 theft, Arizona juvenile probation. 1993 theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 1993 burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 1994 assault with a deadly weapon, Arizona adjudicated delinquent. 1994 theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention. 2001 theft, Arizona federal prison. 2010 escape, Arizona federal prison. He has a GB score of G7, B8.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Roy, when you were released, it looks like you went to transitional living communities on Thurber in Tucson, but it looks like you were discharged for refusing to provide a urine sample. Why did you refuse?
Because I messed up there and I let myself get into the... There was a lot of people doing drugs there, and I let myself slip into that activity, and I also did drugs, and
okay.
I left there and told my people that I asked them why I left. I told them because I relapsed, and he had to go away from him, and I went away and showed a positive for him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, and that's Victoria Benson on Bellevue?
Yes.
Okay, in Tucson? Okay, and were you working, sir?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what did they do?
We were car stereos, house stereos.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, it looks like you were also required to complete some classes. Did you go to any classes at all, sir?
One of the classes I went to was the classes I have for at TLC.
Okay, got it. And you gave, it looks like the, you gave 2 urine samples. One of them was negative in February, but then March 8th, you have a positive for meth.
That's the one I left TLC in.
Oh, okay.
And you gave me a class, and I told him that that's why I relapsed, and I think you can't go anywhere that day.
Okay. All right. And then it looks like you did go and talk to your PO, and that's when they assigned you to Penal Reentry Center, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. He wanted me to go to the waiting room.
Okay. So why didn't you go?
Honestly, I was working. I mean, there's really no excuse. I didn't show up.
Okay.
There's really no excuse, I just didn't show up. I was staying in my mom's house and then I kind of zoned out, and the job I had to work all weekend, and I just kind of zoned out and didn't go.
All right. Had you, I see there was at least that methamphetamine, and you said you relapsed. Well, that is the relapse from TLC. Had you used methamphetamine for a long time? How long had you been using that?
No, I relapsed that time, and I was actually trying to do good, and then when I didn't show up for that. I got a thing in the mail saying that I need to report to my law office, and I kind of had, you know, I figured, I don't know what was up after that, unless I got the law in the mail.
So what were you doing when Tucson PD picked up? What is going on? You were your mom's, and how did they find you, or what?
They just came to the door, knocked on the door, and I was...
Oh, okay.
Answered the door. Honestly, I wasn't out of room, she wasn't, I really wasn't trying to move, I was standing in my mom's house the whole time.
Okay, sir. Did it occur to you to call your parole officer?
It did, and I showed up, and I did it, because I mean, pretty much knew I was coming back at that time, and I was like, I was spending time with my daughter at the time, and she's 3 years old, so I was really, like, trying to just sit around, stand up, stand up, as loud as possible, and I came back.
Understood. Is that your only child?
I got a 17-year-old son, so he's like, goes on, and she's like...
17, wow, that's a big age split. A three-year-old to a 17-year-old, wow.
It is, and I was in 2001, and I was out, and I had my daughter's in the woods, before I got those kids.
Okay, sir. Let me see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Anyone have a question? No? Okay, Mr. Lawyer, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. Is there anything else you've thought of without repeating something you've already told us?
Well, I really messed up and I made a bad choice, and I'm really trying to get my life together. And usually I get out to me and I run the streets and I really don't care. And this time I made a mistake, and you know, if possible, I got to my cousin's house out here where my daughter goes in between her house and my aunt's house. They have custody of her. I can give me a state back there, or I would also even like to maybe try to go to the reentry center over at the probation office and maybe try to start out there so I can work on getting my job back, and by the time I'm doing my job, I can come to my place and everything. So I just don't get out of here December 16th and have enough, which is...
Okay, so...
I'm going out there, I got all the tattoos I got, and they said something about my junior skinhead, but I gave that up already. I'm not still breathing on IHP or IPH. That's part of my life a long time ago.
Okay, well, that's good to know, sir.
That's good. I can give us a chance, and I really appreciate it. This is going to be my last time right here. I've never asked for another chance. Out of every time I've done this, I've never asked for another chance, but this is my last time, so I can manage it for the last shot and see if I can get another chance. But if not, I understand.
Okay, Mr. Roy. Mr. Roy, the board's going to go into discussion, and all we ask is you just remain on the phone there and just listen, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. I think Mr. Roy has figured out that he's got a reason to be a responsible person and go out there and be productive. That's his 3-year-old daughter. It sounds like he really... you really means at this time. He did have a relapse while he was on community supervision, and it's hard for me to overlook the 97 days that he absconded supervision. And I hear what he's saying about wanting some treatment. Between that and the two previous times when he absconded, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I listened to any input from fellow board members. Okay, based on then information in warrant 2018W0949A, a conversation with Mr. Lloyd, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lloyd was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and specifically by using methamphetamine while on community supervision and absconding for 97 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second. Mr. Johnson, agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Kanyanis. Okay, Mr. Ward, back to you. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and the abscond time is just what kind of violates the whole idea of community supervision, letting not stay in touch with your PO. But we certainly appreciate what you're saying about your daughter I hear some decisiveness in your voice about not returning to prison. So we wish you the best. We want nothing but the best for you and your daughter and a safe transition back to the community when the time comes, sir. Thank you for appearing today. Did you have a question?
One question.
Sure.
I was wondering on this, because I read it before. Was the time actually stopped as the judge signed the warrant on April 2nd? Is that when the time officially stops, when the warrant was discovered?
Okay, sir, the time, your time stop, Mr. Turner has enlightened me here. On your warrant, you see there's A/T/S. I don't know if you have it in front of you. That's all time stop. And that date is the date that you stopped communicating with your parole officer. So it's from that date that they count your abscond time, and then they tack that on.
Oh, so it's not from the date that it actually just signed off on the warrant?
No, it's the all-time stop. You see that, do you have it there, sir?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, you see, that's the date. It's March 9th, 2018.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Because that's like actually the date that I actually, for the night is the date I actually talked to my PO. That's the day I was in his office.
Right, so that was the last day they had any contact with you, and that's when it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. If you have other questions about time comp, your CO3 can get a hold of time comp. We're not time comp experts here, that's for sure. So we thank you for participating, and if you'd put the next or give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you,
sir. Good luck.